Hello, Milwaukee. This is Pastor Walter Owens of New Life International Ministry. This is the day that our Lord and Savior has made, and boy, we're going to really rejoice in it. Along with myself and my partner in Christ, Pastor Charles Zimmer.
We welcome all our listeners to our weekly broadcast show, Focus 2020. As believers in Christ, we must have a 2020 vision and a transformative mindset to live and abide and walk in the plan and the will God has for your life.
Hello, everybody. Again, this is Pastor Walter Owens, and my co-host is the one and only. I have not seen his eyeballs since 2 months now.
2 months.
2 months.
2 long months.
Man, and it's so glad to be back. What? How you been doing? You know, we had to take a little vacation.
I've been doing wonderful, keeping busy, teaching and preaching the gospel. You know, thank the Lord, you know, that the pastor trusts me to keep the things going on for the church.
Amen, amen. And it's so glad to be back home here at Joy 1340 AM and 98.7 FM.
Wow, you got it.
I got it. Man, it's been 2 months since we've been here.
It has.
And I'm so glad that our listeners have stayed the course to be with us. There's quite a few people like, where y'all been? You know, when y'all coming back
right on
there?
I heard that too.
Yep, so yep. We're back, and we just want to thank everybody that has been following us over these last...
About five years now.
Yep, and next month, it'd be 5 years.
5 years.
But you know what? So if they've been following us for so long, and we just want to thank them for being with us these last 4.5 years... Four years and 11 months, because next year
will be our anniversary.
Hey, and you know what? It is so great to continually focus in on what God said with our weekly broadcast, Focus 2020. But I got a question for you, Pastor. If you're going to focus on something, I have a question. Why is it so significant that God calls you a lampstand?
Oh, that's a good question. And one reason is because he knows the magnitude of his love he placed in our heart, and that we ought to be that beacon light through Jesus Christ to draw others to Christ to receive the salvation and of the gospel.
Amen. Amen. You know, the lampstand, you know, it's so important that people understand. This past week I was blessed to be in the Atlanta area at this wonderful church where the youth go. And I just want to thank my nephews, Andre and Xavier. We had a chance to be there, and it was so wonderful that the church is called Victory. That was so beautiful. But
that's beautiful.
I had to come away with this topic because he was talking about the lampstand. And one thing that as pastors or people, we know about the lampstand and why it was in the home or in your house, but there's more of a significance behind that. And that's why I asked you, why do you feel that God called you, Pastor, a lampstand? And if you're a lampstand, what is your job and what would you do to help people?
Well, one thing I always talk about, my pastor and I in our church, is your character and your integrity.
Mm.
And one reason, in order to be a lampstand, to have the light on top of that lampstand to draw others to Christ, your character needs to line up with the word of God.
Yes,
you need
yes.
to be a person of loyalty and dependency upon God where your integrity is not compromised. Because one thing about the enemy, he comes to attack you in a way to pull you from walking in your dependence upon God and even doubt God's ability to keep you in his will. You know, so when you are a person of faith, it doesn't waver. It's not shallow. It's faith that's going to be anchored in Christ Jesus no matter what storms and tests comes my way. I'm going to continue to hold fast to the confession of my faith, who Jesus Christ is to me.
I love that because, you know, when you were speaking about having the faith and God said that you and I should be that lampstand, I feel that he chose us, Pastor, is to be that lampstand, to be that beacon.
Yes.
To show that light of him, because we was talking about something earlier when we were sharing, and I love this illustration that you shared with us in our meeting. It's about when a light comes on, some of everything draws to it.
It does.
You know, but you notice when the light is turned off, everything's scattered.
Right.
Especially at nighttime, because when that light comes on, the bugs, my wife, she tells me all the time, Well, if you go outside, turn that light off because I don't want all these bugs and flies getting in them. Oh, okay.
Right.
But once I do turn that light off and through our security cameras, you can see all kind of little creatures coming out of the night. And that's what man do. Those who are not godly, they will start moving through the night.
And the reason why Jesus made it so clear in his statement, John chapter 3, I believe it's around the 17th verse. He says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are full of darkness. And one thing about when the light is visible and is being displayed, it's going to draw people to that. It's like driving down on a highway, a dark, gloomy highway, right? Mm-hmm. You can't see anything on the sides. You can't see anything in the distance. Until you get close to a city, you start seeing what? The light.
Of
the city.
Yes,
so
yes,
it's drawing
yes.
you to let you know that, hey, there's something that I can go find a rest area. I can go to a gas station because there's something that I need that's at a distance from me, right? God showed me this when we were talking earlier, that so many times we miss what God has for us ahead of us because we're looking behind us. You get stuck in the regression of your mindset, looking backwards all the time, you miss the light. So even though there's something, like for example, yesterday, I went to this one place to have an oil change on the van for the church, right? So the place had just got their truck in for the supply. So the man's like, I don't know how long it's going to take. So then we have another shop down the street. If you go to that one, you'd be able to get in and get out right away.
Okay.
So I'm looking on the phone, trying to operate a GPS to find where this nearest location is. I done passed by it. So the guy who was with me, my friend, he says, oh, is that what you're looking for back there? I said, yeah, I'm looking for that place right there. I was looking on the GPS because I got distracted from seeing what I need to see. We do it all the time. We got the light shining before us with Jesus Christ, but because we allow sin, and this is the way God gave it to me. He said we allow sin to captivate us from being obscured from the light. So I can't see the light because my eyes have been darkened by sin.
You know, that is so powerful, Pastor, because in that illustration that you're sharing, and I want our listeners to grab hold of what you're saying here, is a lot of times God said that we're his lampstand.
Yeah.
What I love about this particular lampstand, God gave significant orders on where he wanted to be made.
Absolutely.
And we was talking about how powerful and beautiful this lampstand. It was made out of gold. The base.
Yes.
The base is so powerful and strong. And we were sharing earlier in our conversation when we was talking about gold. You said at times, It has so many things on it that would draw and connect to it that you have to take water to wash all that uncleanness off.
Absolutely.
You also share with us that you take this gold and it can be put in the fire.
Yes.
You can melt it, but it never going to change its pure color.
It never changes its nature. The same way it is in the spirit. The church is supposed to be defined by the fire, which is symbolization, the gold. Mm-hmm. And so because of the way God has ordained the process to take place, when you put gold in a melting pot, whatever mineral composites and different debris have attached itself to this gold metal is burned off in the fire. However, some things are still there until you take it through the purity of the water, which is the same way it is in the spirit. God can purify our hearts by the spirit, which is pliable. Gold is pliable once it's melted.
Yes.
So I can form this gold any way I choose. I can make a bracelet. I can make a necklace. I can make a statue. I can do whatever I want to do to make out of gold. And then when I wash that gold with the purity of the water, not only does it cleanse it and purify it, but it makes it also where it have a solid foundation where it's not going to be easily moved or taken out of shape.
Come on.
The same way it's in the spirit. He said, let us draw near to God with hearts full of faith and washed clean from evil conscience, right? And sprinkle with pure water. So when the Holy Spirit purifies us with the water, he says, you know what? There's some sin in your life. Some things are not going to come out unless it's been washed out by the Holy Spirit.
And you know, that lampstand is fashioned like a tree.
Yes.
And that's what I love about what God is saying. I want you to be this tree. I want you to be this solid. I'll be the branches, but you be this tree. But what's going to make it so powerful that as small and narrow as you are, following the Spirit, Pastor, as small and narrow you are, you will reach up high. But your foundation, your base is going to be strong.
That's right.
And what's in you will illuminate. I love that. Like you said, you could be traveling in the dark. You might come over a hill, or if it's a house far off in the distance,
yes,
you're going to be attracted to the light. Light.
To the light.
And that's what God wants us to do, family. He wants us to be that light. He wants us to be that beacon for him that we can draw people to us. And once we draw them to us, then he said, then I would draw all men. He's for us is to draw man. With him, it's men. It's to draw all them to us. But we have to have that foundation and know it's all about Christ, because he is the one that can turn that light switch on and off.
It's amazing, too, when you think about the lampstand, because the foundation, some are put in a circular form. Some are in a square, some even a tripod state, mm-hmm. you know. However, the way the base is, it's designed to carry heavy weight. So,
is that why you say your feet can carry heavy weight?
Exactly. So cool. The feet, you know, the way God designed the body, take away the feet, you ain't got nothing to hold it, stabilize or balance it, right? So once you have your foundation solid, uh-huh. it's not easily moved. So I can use my feet to move in different directions and stand still, because God designed the feet to be able to carry the weight of the body.
Amen. You know?
And
amen.
So the same within the spirit. And what I said earlier, I said, because people love darkness. Those who love darkness, they come out at night. Like I said, you have the raccoons, the foxes, the possums, different other creatures, the owls, you know, the bats. They come out in the darkness, because they can't operate in the light. Some things, some creatures God designed operate in darkness rather than light. But then you have people who are familiar with the darkness, who decided to live in the darkness and maintain a stand in the darkness because they don't want to follow after the light. So when the way I was thinking about, like in a club, for example, go to a club late at night, you party till like 3 and 4 in the morning, and then you go home. You're tired, you're sucking, some got to go to work the next morning, but yes. You didn't drain all your energy, because you let the darkness drain your energy. And so when you get into the light refreshes, it revives. Who is that light? Jesus.
Yes.
So Jesus has the ability to say, okay, even though you've been sinning and living in darkness, if you come to me all your labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest to your soul. So I have a power to cause the light to shine in you to illuminate your heart to follow after me.
You know, if you don't really believe that, because God said that he really wants us to be that beacon light for us, he even used an illustration, an example, when he chose Aaron's rod. Ain't that something?
That's
he
amazing.
Chose Aaron's rod as a sign to the Israelite of his unique priesthood. And at one time when Aaron's priesthood was being challenged, God caused Aaron's rod to bud and grow ripe almonds overnight.
You know, I looked that up, that passage of scripture, and it's so amazing, because during this time when Moses was leading the children of Israel, you know, through the wilderness.
Hey, Pastor, let's take a quick break. Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Walter Owens of New Life International Ministry, and I want to welcome my partner in Christ,
Pastor Charles Emery, Assistant Pastor Dean Faith Fellowship.
You know, Pastor, I want to welcome all our listeners to join us for our weekly broadcast, which is
Focus 2020.
Hey, they can find us where?
At Joy 1340 AM and 98.7 FM every Thursday at 2:30 PM and every Sunday at 6 o'clock PM.
And what will they receive when they get here?
They'll receive a word from the Word, and you will have a life-changing experience, and you will be blessed.
L'chaim.
Meaning life.
Amen.
Amen. Many people begin to murmur and complain about Aaron. You know, so God chose Aaron to be his priest.
Come on.
Over the Levites.
Yes.
And because he chose Aaron, you had Korah, who led rebellion. You had three men mm-hmm. and their families. God's okay. He opened the ground and swallowed them. He killed them because of the rebellion. So you still have people complaining and murmuring. So God said, okay, well, bring all the people before me and the leaders, and have them take their rods and place it out before me that, you know, throughout the night. So the next morning, all the rods that were laid there before the Lord, Aaron's bud was the only one that sprouted a branch and then brought forth the almonds, which budded for the presence of God to show that I have the power to choose who I choose to be my leader and my priest.
Yes.
And then nothing you can do about
it. That's right. That's
you
right.
Know? And because of that, then it silenced all the murmuring complaining, because God knew right then and there, the only way I'm going to show these people that I'm still the one that has the power to choose a priest is to show the miracle of my power. Even when you think about Aaron's rod, and when God did the different plagues in Egypt, he used Aaron's rod.
Yes, he did.
He used
yes,
Aaron's he rod. That yes. showed the significance of God's power that was upon Aaron to trust him.
And that rod, as we're learning, it was like a branch. It was a tree.
Yeah, like a branch.
And it was solid. And it had almighty supernatural powers in it. But why did he choose Aaron?
Why he chose Aaron?
Yes, yes.
Because Aaron was the spokesman for Moses.
Come on now.
And because of that, because remember Moses, he murmured, said, Lord, I can't speak. He said, okay, well, I'll send Aaron with you. You know, your brother, he's going to speak for you. You know, so God knows exactly how to validate himself in any situation, any place in our life.
Now, you know, when you said that, it just dropped in my spirit, Pastor, when you said that God chose Aaron to go with his brother to be that mouthpiece for his brother because he said, I just need a humble piece. So God already knew who he was going to send.
Absolutely.
And he knew that by Aaron being who he was, being that lampstand, that his word, his rod is going to shine. It's going to be powerful. And I like this. It said in the tabernacle, the lampstand was to be placed in the first section called the holy place. In Hebrews 9:2, the lamp was to be tended by Aaron and his son so that the light never went out. Come on now.
That's it.
The lampstand was to give forth light day and night, the lampstand being the only source of light pointed directly to Christ as being the light of the world.
That is amazing.
And that's what we want our listeners to understand is that when you have a lampstand in your house, yeah, it looks beautiful, but just look at the spiritual significance behind it. It is the light. It is the bright. It is to show you darkness. Oh, about a year ago, Pastor, we was on our broadcast. We was talking about how being closed in, you can have a closed door.
Yes.
In a room, and you could just crack it just
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that light from the outside through that crack is going to shine. It's going to illuminate. That's why they say when you're in a cave or a tunnel, I see the light.
That's true.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even if you're in your car and you're traveling, in a, going through the mountain in the cave,
yeah,
you can't
mountains.
Wait to get to that other side because I need that light.
Need the light.
And that's God illuminating on the other side, like, come on.
It is because when you're thinking about driving up a mountainside, I've done that before. And when you drive up that mountain, sometimes the road is narrow. Mm-hmm. The only light you have is light from your car, especially if no other vehicles around you. It's just you going through that terrain. And God knows how to strategically navigate you through dark places.
Come on.
You know, and sometimes we miss it because we're looking at everything else around us, not looking to the light. You know, I was looking at something here, you know, how it talks about, you know, it said the shaft and each branch was made to be like an open almond flower. Each flower held an oil lamp. It says there are several passages in the Bible which speaks about the almond tree, which are always the first tree to blossom and bear fruit in the spring as early as February.
Mm.
So it's synonymous to Christ. Christ always blossoming in our lives. He always reveals himself in our lives if we're willing to be subjected to his lordship and authority. So when God begins to show us that, hey, you know what? There's some beauty coming out of you because I cause the almond of the spirit to blossom in your life, which is the word. I look at it as the word. Mm. He's showing us that everything is synonymous to the word. So when you got the word in your heart, the word's going to illuminate. The word, that word is a lamp to my feet and light to my pathway, right? So if God shows us that the word has the power to do anything I choose to do in your life to cause you to prosper.
You know, when you were saying that, even the Apostle Paul called Christ the first fruits because Jesus was the first to rise from the dead of everlasting life.
That's it.
And because of his resurrection, all believers, all of us that say we love Christ and speak his name, we would also be raised. And when we're talking about raised here in this lampstand, is that base. We got this pole. And we got this base, Pastor. Then here's this pole. Then at the top of the pole, it blossoms out like a flower.
Yes.
That you have to plant something in to turn that light on.
Yes.
And once that light comes up, come on now.
The bowl.
And once that bowl, that light hits that bowl, it illuminates.
Absolutely.
And if you look at the bowl, it's not what we see on the outside of the bowl. It's that little on the inside.
That's powerful.
What's on the inside is what's going to illuminate, and that's what God put in Pastor Charles.
Yes.
He said, I put my light in you because I want you to illuminate. And when we illuminate, people can see the outside of what we have on. But he said, once I turn that switch on. Now notice what he said. Once I turn that switch on, because Aaron never turned back. He never questioned God when he told Aaron, you go with him.
That's it.
But his older brother, Moses, doubted.
Yes, he did.
And that's what we have to teach our people today is you got to stop doubting God. Be that light, because if you're not reflecting something positive, then what are you reflecting? If it's not the light, it's got to be the darkness.
The darkness. You know, one thing about that, because it said Jesus also called the church the light of the world, right?
Yes.
Not of their own doings, but because Christ is abiding in the church, right?
Yes.
A Christian who is shining with the light of Christ will live godly. That's the key. I was thinking about different types of lamps. You got some lamps where they design, where they got branches, where the lights swing over different areas in your house, right? Also, I keep a nightlight in my kitchen at nighttime, so it won't be so dark in there, right? So you're right. If you crack the door and you're in a dark room, that light gonna shine. It's gonna irritate you because you like sleeping in the dark, you know. So it's gonna disturb your sleep, right? So you got to close the door to block out that light. The enemy hates it. He hates when God's people allow even a little sparkle of light to be revealed through their lives.
That's right.
So
that's right.
He has to kick up the prick against you to try to discourage you from being who you are in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus called the church the light of the world, and that's the light of the world. We cannot compromise. You know, we have to allow ourselves to live godly no matter how I feel, because it's not based on facts, feelings, and emotions. It's based on the Holy Spirit leadership, how God designed for you to be as a vessel to surrender to Him. You know, but a lot of times we miss it because we're stuck in our mindsets of carnality. That's what I'm looking for. We get stuck in carnality, so I'll compromise my walk with the Lord to appease my brother or my sister who's not really living for the Lord.
That's right, Pastor, because, you know, even when you was just talking about there's other symbolic mm-hmm. about the lampstand, and we know that it was made in a one piece in Christ, as you were saying, is the church. But it said the six branches, the six being the number of man plus the main staff equals the seventh light, which is Christ, because it means is everything that he has for us and made was completed. But man is the only complete in Christ.
That's it.
Man. Not animal.
Man.
Man is the only one that is completed in Christ. Now, we got to explain this one here. And I'm looking at the time here. But when we say that man is the only one completed in Christ, because he made us in his image. But you made a choice to do what you want to follow. You want to follow the light or the darkness.
Follow the light or darkness. It's up to you.
Pastor, I think we should continue this because it's a lot more to this. Once again, I just want to thank everybody for coming back to be with us this week. This is our first week back here at Joy 1340 AM and 98.7 FM. And our weekly broadcast is what, Pastor?
Focus 2020.
Are you going to keep your focus on your light?
Absolutely.
You are.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
That's it.
So the next time you drive down that dark road, and if your light is not working good, he gave you another choice. It's called a high beam.
Yes, he did. The high beam. It will still work.
Oh, boy. Hey, we love you. You know, Pastor, I want you to do one thing for us. I just want to give a quick shout out to our coach, our pastor.
Yeah, Cornell.
Pastor Cornell Anderson, and I just want to thank everybody who coming back with us. It's so good to be back home, and the welcome that we received from our director here, Ryan.
Yes,
being back home.
Engineer.
Yeah, and our engineer, Justin. You the man. You the man. If you could put up with him for 30 minutes a day, you got to be the man. So my light goes out to you.
Why have to be me?
Because he got one of them police flashlights. You know, the kind of,
I know, that, the great big cell battery one.
Yes, 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 boy. So.
It got a high beam, too.
Does it?
Yes. Got a low beam and a high beam.
Oh. Well, they sold me the wrong one.
Yeah, they sold you the wrong one.
Okay, well, since they sold me the wrong one.
Get the right one.
Yeah, well, why don't you just train and everlasting give us a word of encouragement and prayer before we get out of here.
Hey, man, I want to encourage you that if you're not walking in the light that you need to be, allow the Lord God to convict your heart by the Holy Spirit to get back in right standing with God and walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we thank you for this word today that's going across the airways. We pray that it impact the lives of those who have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church and bring changes in all of our lives for the better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Again, I'm Pastor Walt Owens of New Life International Ministries. You can join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. to 12, right there at the wonderful street, 2440 North 35th Street in the lovely city of Milwaukee. And they can meet you where, Pastor?
Redeemed Faith Fellowship Church, 3223 West Lloyd Street, Milwaukee, and the leadership of Pastor Cornell Anderson. I'm assistant pastor there. You meet us there every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m.
And till next week, we love you. God bless you.
Shalom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Walter Owens of New Life International Ministry, and I want to welcome my partner in Christ,
Pastor Charles Emery, Assistant Pastor Redeemed Faith Fellowship.
You know, Pastor, I want to welcome all our listeners to join us for our weekly broadcast, which is
Focus 2020.
Hey, they can find us where?
At Joy 1340 AM and 98.7 FM every Thursday at 2:30 PM and every Sunday at 6 o'clock PM.
And what will they receive when they get here?
They'll receive a word from the Word, and you will have a life-changing experience. And you will be blessed.
Lachaim.
Meaning life.
Amen.
Amen.